Book 15. Telemachus and Eumaeus. Now to spacious Lacedaemon went Pallas Athena, to seek the noble son of resolute Odysseus, wishing to call his home to mind and bid him hasten. She found Telemachus and the worthy son of Nestor lying within the porch of famous Menelaus. The son of Nestor was still wrapped in gentle sleep, but to Telemachus came no welcome sleep, for through the immortal night thoughts in his heart about his father kept him waking. So clear-eyed Athena, drawing near, addressed him thus, "Telemachus, it is not well to wander longer, far from home, leaving your wealth behind and persons in your house so insolent as these, for they may swallow all your wealth, sharing with one another while you are gone a fruitless journey. Nay, with all haste, urge Menelaus, good at the war cry, to send you forth, that you may find your blameless mother still at home. Already her father and her brothers press her to wed Eurymachus, for he excels all suitors in his gifts, and overtops their dowry. But let her not against your will take treasure from your home. You know a woman's way. She strives to enrich his house who marries her, while of her former children, and the husband of her youth, when he is dead, she thinks not, and she talks of him no more. Go then, and put your household in the charge of her among the maids who seems the best, until the gods grant you an honored wife. And let me tell you more. Lay it to heart. By a deliberate plan, the leaders of the suitors now guard the strait twixt Ithaca and rugged Samos, and seek to cut you off before you gain your native land. Yet this, I think, shall never be. Rather, the earth shall cover some of the suitors who devour your living. Still, keep your staunch ship off the islands, and sail both night and day, and one of the immortals who guards and keeps you safe shall send a favoring breeze. When then you reach the nearest shore of Ithaca, send forward to the city your ship and all her crew, and go yourself, before all else, straight to the swineherd, who is the keeper of your swine and ever loyal. There rest a night, but send the swineherd to the city to bear the news to heedful Penelope, how you are safe and how you have returned from Pylos." So saying, Athena passed away to high Olympus. But from the sweet sleep Telemachus waked Nestor's son, touching him with his heel, and thus addressed him, "Wake, Nestor's son, Pisistratus, bring out the strong-hoofed horses and yoke them to the car that we may make our journey." Then Nestor's son, Pisistratus, made answer, "Telemachus, we cannot, eager for the journey though we are, drive in the dusky night. It will be morning soon. Wait then a while until the royal son of Atreus, the spearman Menelaus, brings his gifts, places them in the chariot, and sends us forth with cheering words upon our way. For a guest remembers all his days the hospitable man who showed him kindness.